welcome to this. I welcome you to this anointing service, our month of purpose and vision for supernatural shift. I believe that your life and whole destiny can never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Our subject this morning is understanding purpose, and this is part three. And we are having as an objective, first of all, understanding what purpose is, and then understanding the profit of understanding purpose. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, I'd like you to understand the emphasis on purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good of them that love God, and even to them that are the called according to his purpose. I will add a scripture in John chapter 18, verse 37. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. The point there is, for this cause came I, to this end, for this purpose I was born, and towards this end I came into the world. We are looking at purpose. And five things we have mentioned so far regarding purpose by way of introduction that we have seen from scripture. Number one, we said that God is a God of time and purpose. It's a God of time and purpose. That is, he has a time for doing what he does, and he has a purpose for everything he does. He has a time for doing what he does and a purpose for what he does. Number two, we said that God is deliberate, intentional, calculated, and premeditated in all he does. He is deliberate, intentional, calculated, premeditated. He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. I am not just guessing as to what I want to do with you. Before I formed you, I knew you. God is intentional. God is premeditated. God is calculated. God is deliberate. Thirdly, we said that God is never flippant. He's not superficial. He's not shallow. He's not thoughtless in what he does. Never flippant, never superficial, never shallow, never thoughtless. We don't serve an absent-minded God. He said, I know the thought, so he thinks. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He's never thoughtless. So you are not the product of an absent-minded God. Fourthly, we said, God is a God who purposes his acts and acts his purposes. He has a purpose for his actions, and his actions are on purpose. He purposes his acts and acts his purposes. All that is intended to let you know that you are not alive by mistake. Number five, we said, God is a God who does what will count and counts what he does. If a thing will not count, God won't do it. If your life will not matter, you won't be created. Even the stars he created in Genesis 1:16, he created the stars also. The Bible tells us that he has numbered the stars. He knows the number of the stars, Psalm 147 and in verse 4. And he knows the names of the stars. He telleth the number of the stars, billions of stars. He knows their number. And he called them all by their names. Each star has a name with God. If the star was that important, or is that important, how much more a human being made in the image of God? Where he said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Luke 12, verse 6 and 7. That your hair, not just counted, but numbered. God does what will count and counts what he does. And finally, God is the God who ends before he begins and begins before he ends. He ends before he begins and begins before he ends. You don't know the meaning of that. In Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and in verse 10, he said, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel will stand and I will do all my pleasure. He said, when you saw the birth of the child, that was not when I started with that child. You were his picture before you became his creature. He said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. People may be seeing you for the first time when your mother gave birth to you, but that was not my first time of seeing you. That is why he said in Psalm 139 verse 14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 15. He said, my substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance when it was imperfect. In your book, every department of my life was written. While in continuance you were fashioning me, even when there was none of them. Before anybody saw me, can I have the Living Bible version of this verse 16? Before anybody saw me, I was in your design. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. What are the message? Or the New International, New Living Translation. Every day, like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I had even lived one day. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I will never comprehend them. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts? So how dare the devil tell you you are an accident? How dare the devil tell you you are existing by chance? How dare the devil tell you you are a mistake? How dare the devil tell you God does not have any plan for your life? That devil is a liar. I am here to announce to you today, the plan of God for your life shall come to pass. Having said all of that, what then is purpose? When we say you have a purpose for living, what does it mean? Number one, your purpose is the necessity that influenced your creation by God. What God saw necessary that made him create you, the need that occasioned your creation, the necessity that influenced your creation by God. Number two, your purpose is the desire or the pleasure you were designed and created to fulfill for the Creator. That pleasure, he said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. That pleasure that your life was created to give to God. Giving him that pleasure means fulfilling purpose. Thirdly, your purpose is the assignment, the mission, or the duty you were created to fulfill. It is also called life assignment. What you are here, what you are assigned to do, the problem you are created to solve, the questions you are created to answer, the needs you are created to meet. Number four, your purpose is the worth, benefit, and value of your existence to both divinity and humanity. It is the worth, your worth, your benefit, and the value of your existence to both divinity and humanity. It's called purpose. That is the difference you are here to make. The value you are on earth to add. Number five. I'm going to dwell on this a little bit. Five and six. Your purpose is the sum total of the mark and impact you have been placed on the earth to make. The sum total of the mark or the impact you have been placed on the earth to make. Let me say it like this for clarity. It is the uniqueness, your purpose is the uniqueness and distinctiveness you are to bring to bear on your world. The uniqueness and distinctiveness you are to bring to bear on your world. The reason why our thumbprints are not the same, fingerprints are not the same. The reason why even the most identical twins don't have the same thumbprint, fingerprint. The back of the sclera, all the details are not the same. The reason why no two designs of the zebra are the same. That uniqueness, that distinctiveness, you are to bring to bear on your world for the benefit of humanity and eternity is called purpose. That was what I just read. Psalm 139 verse 14, fearfully and wonderfully and uniquely made. Am I communicating? Do you know that two people can do the same thing and still do it slightly differently? Billy Graham was an evangelist. Oral Roberts was an evangelist. Billy Graham lived to almost 100 years. Oral Roberts lived over 90 something years. Both of, they preached at the same time. Oral Roberts built a university. Billy Graham dedicated and commissioned the university. Then some people came to Billy Graham and said, we have land in acres and we have all the money to found a Billy Graham University. All we need is your signature to have a university, the same way Oral Roberts has. And he said, I don't think so. They said, no, we are not asking you for money. The money is available. The land is available. Property is available. He said, no. That was not part of what God told me when I was starting my assignment. It's not, they say university is not included in my assignment. Or a robber preached, the blind saw, the deaf hear, the lame walked. Billy Graham preached, just as I am without one plea. An altar calls from all over the world in millions. He didn't bother pray for any sick. One day somebody was singing in his crusade and a blind eye opened. And they came excitedly to tell him, a blind eye just happened, opened. He said, wow, that's very strange. Doesn't normally happen in our crusades. That's very strange. That is a strange one. It's not part of what normally happens. Am I communicating? But it was unique. He jammed all arena in the world. He did 88 days crusade in London. Wembley Stadium, 88 days. 2 days shy of 3 months daily. Until the Wembley Stadium became the overflow. That was the Billy Graham. He had this the similar assignment with Oral Roberts, but still different. That uniqueness, that distinctiveness that you bring to bear on your world, on your assignment, is part of your purpose. Imitations abound where people misunderstand purpose or where purpose is not followed. That is why you see a lot of clones everywhere. Finally, your purpose is the outcome or end product you are in existence to achieve. It is the effect, the target, the objective of your life. The effect, the target, the objective of your life. It's your purpose. Your purpose is the destination towards which your life is headed. The destination towards which your life is headed. That destination towards which you are headed is purpose. Paul the Apostle said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 to 8, for I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. That course with the course content is called purpose. Am I communicating? I have finished my course. Let me define it based on that scripture like this. Your purpose is the comprehensive program of God for your life in the earth. That comprehensive program. I studied to become a medical doctor. The course was MBBS. It's a double bachelor in medicine and surgery. But medicine is like reading many single honors course put together. It's like reading physiology and reading anatomy and reading biochemistry and reading public health and reading microbiology that includes virology and parasitology and immunology and bacteriology inside, and then reading pharmacology, which is the study of drugs dynamics, and then reading internal medicine and obstetrics and gynecology and so on. I can't say that I'm a doctor until I perfected those course contents. Until the various departments are perfected. So, your purpose is the comprehensive program of God for your life in the earth. That which makes you know whether you wasted your life or you profited on it. At the end, you are able to know. It is that which makes you know whether you have lived a fruitful life or a wasted life. It is your purpose that will let you know. And where purpose is not known, life is wasted easily. You will not waste your life. I said you will not waste your life. So what have we said so far regarding purpose? Number one, your purpose is the necessity that influences your creation by God. Number two, your purpose is the desire or the pleasure you were designed and created to fulfill for the Creator. Thirdly, your purpose is the assignment, mission, or duty you are created to fulfill. And fourthly, your purpose is the worth, the benefit, the value of your existence to both divinity and humanity. And then fifthly, your purpose is the sum total of the mark and impact you have been placed on the earth to make. And number six, your purpose is the outcome or end product you are in existence to achieve. Why is it important to understand your purpose? What is the profit? Why should you understand? It's very important. Number one, understanding purpose delivers people from the feeling of hopelessness, worthlessness, and uselessness in life. When you know that you are not an accident of creation, when you know that you are not just on the earth to be counted, when you know that purpose preceded your creation, then no devil can lie to you that you are useless, that you are worthless, that God doesn't care about you. Purpose delivers from the feeling of hopelessness, worthlessness, and uselessness. I don't feel inferior to anybody nowhere in the world. I have a full sense of dignity and a healthy sense of self-worth. Because I know that I matter to my generation. I know that I am too destined to be despised. Very important. Number two, understanding purpose delivers people from the tragedy of the wasted life. If you know what you are here to do with your life, you don't waste that life. It delivers us from the tragedy of the wasted life. Many lives are wasting because they don't know why they are on it. There are so many people in the prison today because of purposelessness and aimlessness. They found themselves doing whatever they felt like doing with their lives, and then they ended in jail. Thirdly, understanding purpose helps to direct life's energy, time, and resources to what really matters to life. You direct your energy. You direct your time. You direct your resources. You know your time is not for everything and it's not for everybody. You know your resources is not for everything. You know your energy is not for everything. So you focus it. It is understanding purpose that gives rise to a focused life, a disciplined life, a life that is concentrated. Understanding purpose. When you see a distracted life, it's a purposeless life.
You see a man who is distracted in 1,000 directions. He doesn't know why he's alive. Number four, understanding purpose delivers people from wrong companionships and relationships. If you know your purpose, you know you can't marry just anybody. You know just anybody can't be your friend. Because like we said in the last service, assignment determines alignment. Assignment determines alignment. Your occupation will affect your associations. When you meet most doctors, they are close to doctors. You meet most lawyers, they have lawyer friends. And so on and so forth. You can have friends in other fields, but those friends are people with similar passion, similar vision with you. When you see somebody who doesn't have a choice of who is his friend, or he can mix anyhow, anywhere, he doesn't know what he's doing with his life. Number five, understanding purpose delivers people from the plague of imitation and competition. The plague of imitation and competition. When you know your purpose, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12, and I'm going to dwell on this a little, and in the next one. When the Bible says we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. The reason why you cannot compare yourself with another person is first, your purposes may not be the same. And second, your potentials are not the same. People carry different potentials. Am I communicating at all? And God is not going to reward people on the basis of results. He will reward people on the ratio of potential over productivity. Let me explain to you what I mean. You have the capacity to pastor 100,000 people, and you are pastoring 20,000 people. That potential was given to you, and you are pastoring 20,000 people. Another person has the capacity to pastor 20,000 people, and he is pastoring 15,000 people. In the eyes of men, who is ahead? The person who is pastoring 20,000 people, because physically he has the number, he has 20,000 people. But in the eyes of God, he's meant to be pastoring 100,000, and he's pastoring 20,000. So he's 20 over 100. He has 20%. The other guy is meant to be pastoring 20,000, but he's pastoring 15,000. So he's 15 over 20. Far ahead. So there is a potential productivity ratio. That is a determinant. And I've used that example because that is my realm. Look at the realm you are in. You are comparing yourself. Okay, that person has built this, done this and done that. No. What have you been given? And what have you released? He gave some one talent. He gave some five talent. He gave some 10. He didn't give the talents equally. So you may be competing with somebody who has 10 talent and you had 2. So just find out what your purpose is. Find out what you have been given and compete with yourself. And keep on defeating yourself and defeating your last records. Take your seat. It's the plague of imitation. If you have been given the voice to sing very light, don't struggle. There may be a purpose for it. I mean, whatever you have been given, don't struggle. But I realize that faithfulness at one level qualifies for promotion. When you know your purpose, you are free from envy and competitive jealousy. The spirit of envy, the spirit of competitive jealousy dies. If you have an understanding of purpose, when you know your purpose, you run in your lane. Extra resources for it. That is my life. That's how it is with purpose. People are running from business to business because they don't really know what to do with their lives. There is where to put your money, or where's. There's anything like that in English. There is the venture, there is the endeavor, there is the assignment, there is that thing. When you get in there, you know this is what God wants me to do. If it doesn't work, you can change the plans, but the purpose and the vision is one. Am I communicating? Purpose is a constant, plan is a variable. I want to leave from here, and my destination is to go to Central Area. If I want to follow this way, and at the city gate, there is no road to go through there for any reason. I could come and go through the Games Village area, or shift towards the Gadua Place area here, wherever. All I know is that I know where I'm going. I may change how I get there, but I will get there. Stand up on your feet in a shout of praise. There are many people, the challenge is not that you don't know where you are going, but you are not ready to pay the price to get there. To find out, how can I get there? What do I next do? And then there are many others, they don't even know where they are going at all. And so, any road appears like a road. Remember the big bird in Alice in the Wonderland? I was watching it with my children one day. I think it was the big bird that was missing road. I was asking somebody, say, please, where does this road go? Ask the cat, where does this road go? And the cat said, where do you want to go? He said, nowhere in particular. Then he said, the cat said, then it doesn't matter where the road goes. Just follow it. If you are not going anywhere in particular, there's no need to ask for where the road is going. Just follow the road. It's like asking, which road is this? And they say, where are you going? Are you going to Maiduguri or Sokoto? Or can you say, not anywhere in particular. I say, okay, follow the road. Just anywhere you want, it will lead you. That's the challenge of many. But when you know where you are going, if this road is blocked, you look for here. If this is blocked, you look for here. If that is blocked, you look for here. You can tunnel under it. You can jump. Soldier people do what they call obstacle crossing. I mean, whatever it takes, whatever you want to go your way, by way and manner. You must just reach there. The way and manner you get there is entirely your business. But you are just wired rugged. You must get there. There is somewhere you are going, and you must get there. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody by your side. Say, I must get there. Nothing can stop me. No power can stop me. I announce to everyone here today who is a victim of easy discouragement. you give up easily on the things you are pursuing. Today, the end of it is here. I said the end of it is here. The capacity, the tenacity, the ferocity, the audacity to get in there by the power of purpose is released upon you. I have two things to say, but let me say it in standing. What is my counsel to you? First of all, determine to understand God's purpose for your life. Determine. All right, take your seat 1 minute so that I can not suffer you standing. Determine to understand God's purpose for your life, to avoid the tragedy of a wasted life. Father, am I on the right path? Am I doing what you want me to do? Just let me know. You remember that song that said, there is a song, if I didn't do what I am meant to do, it's because I didn't know. Lord, I wanted to let you know first verse. Lord, I just want to let you know.
Lord, I just want to let you know that you are the final say.
In everything. It's a function of your blueprint for my life. One more time.
Lord, I just want to know. Lord, I just want to let you know that
you have the finances in everything. Second verse. Every stage and phase.
Every stage and phase and season of my life is in your hands.
The process.
The process and pathway to my future is with you.
Please.
Help me, oh Lord, to answer your direction for my life.
So, doing well is because I don't know. Please, Lord, let me know. That's the meaning. Let me know. Just don't keep me in the dark, Lord. You can show me in a dream, in a revelation. You can show me through your word. You can talk to me in my heart and talk to me in my ears. Just let me know.
Lord, if ever I have not done what you wanted me to do, it's because I'm yet to know what's on your mind for me to know. I am totally
just determine. My personal determination as a young man, I'm still very young, but still coming up 20 something, 30 something years ago. Lord, please let me not miss you. Whether in marriage, in ministry, let me not miss your plan. And God has been helping. Secondly, knowing that your most important purpose in life is spiritual. You must determine to live in a way that will make spiritual impact. Your most important purpose in life is spiritual, is eternal. We must determine to live in such a way that will make the most spiritual impact for time and eternity. Nobody will be asked, how many suits do you have when you were on the earth? How many shoes? How many houses did you build for yourself? How many cars did you change? Nobody will be asked such a question. And those things are necessary to make us comfortable to do our assignment on earth. But you'll be asked, how many tears did you wipe out from people's faces? How many people did you lead to Christ? How many people followed your example and went to heaven? How many widows did you assist? How many orphans? How many houses of worship did you contribute to establishing? How many? In what way did the kingdom of God go forward on earth in your days? Because of you. How did you enlarge the kingdom? Because of you. These are the things that will matter when time is no more. Lift up your two hands. One day, eternity shall start for all.